Listening, page 118, task 3, listen to the advice. Visiting the Louvre is a special experience, but you need to know where to start. The first thing to recognize is that it's huge, and you can't hope to see everything in a day, so don't try. Get a handy map of the museum with your entrance ticket, and it highlights the main attractions such as the Mona Lisa. You can visit the Louvre and not see the Mona Lisa, but my tip would be to see it first, though you may have to run to avoid the crowds. When you've done that, use the plan to look for the galleries that sound most interesting to you and spend the morning visiting them. When you have plenty of energy, then have some lunch at one of the reasonably priced cafes and spend the afternoon relaxing and finding surprises without looking at your map. The beauty of any museum or gallery is personal discovery. On a practical note, there are toilets located on all floors, and several shops selling really good books, guides, postcards, and souvenirs. Photography, surprisingly, is permitted. You can borrow an audio guide for free, which is very useful and worth the money. You have to leave a credit card or passport or any other document. There are several stalls offering audio guides, so you need to remember which one you got it from, as you must return it to the same one to get your credit card or passport back. The Louvre is organized into wings with names, for example, Denon, and the audio guides are at the entrance to each wing. Finally, the easiest way to enter the Louvre is via the metro entrance rather than from the street, as the lines are shorter. Have a wonderful visit.